Chapter 2. Constant Turbulence. Experiencing Emancipation in Western Contraband Camps. Women and children and a handful of men gather in a large yard. One woman holds a baby on her lap, the fingers of her left hand splayed around the child's back in a grip both indestructibly solid and infinitely tender. Another woman gazes down at a toddler at her feet as he plays with a stick, in the way very small children do. A group of older children kneels in a circle, entranced by a game, possibly marbles, more deserving of their attention than the photographer. A cluster of women sits together in a semicircle, ages and expressions limning a wide arc of human lifespan and experience. One of the older women bores right into the camera with eyes that say they have seen it all, while one of the younger women looks just as directly with eyes that announce a readiness to face whatever sights might present themselves. Other women look away or down, the shoulders of one in particular expressing sorrow that goes beyond mere sight. To their left stand more women, one holding her chin contemplatively in her hand. Around the edges of the photograph stand dozens more people, often with arms crossed, too far from the camera for 19th century photography to capture much detail about their faces, but of all ages. The group's size and variety and range of activities insist that life persists in all its richness and tedium and suffering, in its minutiae and in its vastness. Yet the photograph offers no way to locate where the people are. There are structures that could be any house and outbuildings, and there are some trees with and without leaves, none of them providing much to navigate by. The caption provided by the Louisiana State Museum, which owns the photograph, tells us that the setting is Baton Rouge. But we must take that location on trust, for to go by the navigable details of the photograph, the people could be nearly anywhere and nowhere in particular. For most of the black men, women, and children who fled slavery and ran for Union lines in the West, emancipation's landscape was even more disorienting, mobile, and impermanent than it was for those who fled in the Eastern theater of the war. With a few notable exceptions, Union grasp on territory in the West was more tenuous.